The former field school is a school that is called School Without Walls, and we now have like 600 former field schools, and mostly they're either mixed or single sex former field schools, depending on their enterprise. For instance, the women can go for milk processing with some few men, and the men can go for agriculture or vegetable growing, depending on what they want. And you find that this former field school is a school where they learn many things, not only about livelihoods, but even about social issues.
Where are these schools introduced?
The schools are introduced in the community. So, for instance, now we have in Awil, Lumbek, just in the farms. That's why they are called the Schools Without Walls. The women and the men go to the farm, and then they learn about the crops they're cultivating, how to cultivate in a raw way, or how to water your crops. So that's where it happens, normally in the farms. And for the livestock, it happens in the cattle camp where they're learning.
How important are these farmer field school farms?
Yeah, the farmer field schools have been important for women. For instance, it has made them to access some resources like water sources and then land, because they come as a group and we as FAO can dialogue with the authorities, the local authorities, on how they can access this land. And then they're able to cultivate. And we have realized that through the farmer field school, it's an aspect that calls about interdependence and complementarity, where the women can come with the men and dialogue on issues of gender-based violence and how they can improve their livelihoods.
Have you seen any impact in this society, or for the women, some tangible impact really that you'd like to share with us?
We have seen a particular impact on the women, because they're able to really go out there and have something for themselves. Those who don't have land, they're having land, they can access the land, the community land, and you find that they are now selling their vegetables. They can feed their children, they can send their children to school, and at the end, you find that nutrition, children is fed, and you find that even there's less wrangles at home. According to our assessments that you have done in all those areas, you find that the men and the women are now able to talk issues even that we used not to hear in some of these communities. To us, that openness and the mobility that is allowed for these women, for instance, even going to market, going to those farms, because at some time we would invite their husbands to be part of the farmer field school too. For instance, in the beginning, the beneficiaries can be women, but at the end, the men can be partly, indirectly brought in the system, so that there's dialogue, there's understanding in the house. Most importantly to us is finding that there's peace at home, and how we can end domestic violence and increase the food security in the country.
Any other information you think our listeners must know about this approach?
The farmer school approach is one approach that makes women and men collaborate at the household level. They can talk about their issues, and the same issues, like we can form the VSLA group, the Village Saving and Loan Association, in this farmer field school. And the same time is a way of awareness creation. As we look at GBV, is a very big issue in the country. If for us, we can look at the domestic violence, it's a big issue. And we find that at the end, children or girls are sent to get married as a way of getting income. So if you can take this farmer field school group and really empower them, because year out, year in, they are doing activities, different activities, and they're able to talk issues in their communities. So to me, I think to the listeners, to all those who are doing programs in livelihoods, they can take a keen note on how they can implement farmer field schools and bring VSLA. But most importantly, look at a way of reducing gender-based violence, because it's good to empower women, but at the end, we have to look at the risk analysis.